Simon & Schuster Audio presents Searching for Savannah, The Murder of One Native American Woman and the Violence Against the Many by Mona Gable. Read by Cassandra Campbell. For Naomi. Prologue. No one knows how many Native American women and girls are missing and murdered each year. Yet everyone concedes there is a crisis, a hidden epidemic, as former Democratic Senator Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota has called it. Although the federal government keeps data on virtually everything, it does not collect statistics on missing and murdered Native women and girls. It has no national database where tribes can report such crimes, no way for families or tribal investigators to seek information. The problem has been going on for hundreds of years with little or no intervention by the federal government. Sarah Deer, a professor of women, gender, and sexuality studies at the University of Kansas, told me, "It's getting attention now, but the problem is not new." Deer is a member of the Muscogee Creek Nation, a lawyer, and the author of The Beginning and End of Rape, Confronting Sexual Violence in Native America. She was a 20-year-old student at the University of Kansas when she began volunteering at the local Rape Crisis Center. The voices, the stories, of the strong and resilient women she met drove her to law school at the University of Kansas in 1996. Nearby was Haskell Indian Nations University, a federally funded college of about 800 Native students from across the country. Female students often called the crisis line to disclose they'd been attacked, only to confront a terrible truth. I listened to women as they realized they represented the fifth generation of women in their family to be victims of sexual assault, Deer wrote in her book. In 2014, Deer's expertise on tribal law and her advocacy for Native sexual violence survivors brought her the prestigious MacArthur Genius Grant. But she disputes the prevailing view of brutality against Indigenous women and girls as an epidemic. An epidemic is the outcome of infectious disease and belongs in the language of medicine. Violence against Native American women is rooted in our country's history and law. Rape intentional, she told me, a crime against humanity. Even without exact numbers, the statistics that do exist on the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?